Morning. Our Bible reading will read on Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 6. It reads as follows. As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God, one Father of all, who's over all and through all in all. Amen.
As Australian Baptist churches, organizations, and associations, we have a shared story that has shaped what we value and who we are.
By understanding our core values, we are well positioned to respond and adapt to our ever-changing contexts.
In this series, we explore these values so you can consider how they guide your ministry.
They are informed by our understanding of the gospel, are resonant with our history, and are shared by our National Baptist Movement.
They provide a framework from which we can all step into the future with confidence in who we are and in the one we follow.
We started with Jesus, the one we follow. We are reminded that all people, through all time and in all contexts, can be guided by His Spirit and through His Word. As churches and organizations, our identity is found in being a community of followers of Jesus. This value of community shapes so much of what we do together.
We are part of a broad community made up of all the followers of Jesus throughout history and across the world, who together form His body, the church. This is a community of great diversity, which we acknowledge and appreciate. Within this grand movement, the Baptists emerged in England, where the church had practically become indistinguishable from the state. People become members of a particular parish church simply because they were born in the village or the town they were located in. The early Baptists saw things differently. They affirmed that people become members of the church by putting their faith in Jesus. We continue to hold to this understanding. Of course, our communities are open to everyone, but our communal identity centers on our faith in Jesus.
Flowing from this is our emphasis on baptism, where we get our name. It's important to us. Jesus was baptized, and He asked His followers to go and baptize others. When people put their trust in Jesus, they demonstrate this by being immersed, going under the water, and coming up. This symbolizes the story of Jesus, His death and resurrection. Another meaningful expression of identification with Jesus and with each other is our simple meal of communion. As we eat and drink, we remember what Jesus has done for us. We proclaim it to each other and to the world as we participate in this practice.
Within our community, we believe that each individual follower of Jesus is gifted for ministry. Ministry is not something done by professionals or a select few, but by all of us. Each has their part to play and all are important. We all need each other. One of these gifts is leadership. And as Baptists, we see leaders as part of the body. Leaders are identified and called by their communities to be representatives and partners. They are accountable to the members of their church, organization, and association. They are affirmed in their role as leaders through collective practices such as ordination, accreditation, and recognition. Alongside these leaders, others are called and entrusted in spiritual and practical leadership and governance in our communities.
Every follower of Jesus has direct access to the Spirit. This means we practice shared discernment, meeting together to seek the will of Jesus and respond to Him. While from the outside, this might look like democracy or majority rules, where it's actually something quite different. Usually, when a group of people is undecided about an issue or an idea, we encourage individuals and groups to listen for God's leading. This is done best when we are in relationships of trust, We pray together, we dig deep into the scriptures, and we are attentive to the Spirit. It can take time, but as we discern together in community, we move forward.
Our strong identity as a group of people following Jesus together is a key value because it distinctively shapes our practice in discipleship, discernment, decision-making, and community building.
We stand on the shoulders of those who have come before us in our faith communities.
We honour the legacy they have left us and the guiding values and frameworks from the scriptures that have been entrusted to us.
And we are grateful for the freedom we have been given within this to respond to the new challenges we face as we live out what it means to follow Jesus and lead his people where we find ourselves right now. Good morning, everybody. Oh, that was lovely. So, as you know, we are continuing this series on what it means to be a Baptist or Baptist church. Last week, Chris talked about being Jesus-centered. Today, I'll talk about being a community. That's another important Baptist value. Next week, Kelly will speak about mission, the importance of mission. And the last week, Chris will speak about freedom. So what does it mean to call ourselves a community in Jesus? Well, it means, as the video said, even though we're part of this very broad community of all followers of Jesus from the beginning of after Jesus came till now, we are also united. We're all members of the one church, the one family, one community in Jesus. And that means that, as the passage in Ephesians says, there is one body, there is one spirit, and there is one Lord. We believe in the one faith, the one baptism, the one God, the one Father. And we have the same hope. We all share in the hope that through the death of Jesus and his resurrection, we have been forgiven, and we are God's very own children. We belong to Jesus, and we have the hope of eternal life. So what's this mean for us? It means that we have a great privilege. We are very privileged. And at the same time, we have a great responsibility. As it says in the passage today, what Joseph read us, we have a responsibility to treat each other the way Jesus treated everybody, to be humble and patient and kind and understanding. And we have this privilege as followers of Jesus to be representatives of Christ. So what's it mean to be a family that represents Jesus? Well, first of all, it means that we have one head. We follow one person, that's Jesus. That's what Chris talked about last week, being Jesus-centered and following Jesus, following his lead and his spirit. Second of all, it means that we are the one body. So even though we all come from different backgrounds and we all have different gifts, we all serve the one person and we act together. That means we share in the one baptism. So this demonstrates that we put our trust in Jesus. And by going under the water and coming up again, we symbolize the story of Jesus, his death and resurrection. It just shows that we all believe in the same hope. Secondly, we share in the meal of communion together. By eating and drinking, we remember what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And as I said, we are all important. Even though we have different
gifts and we're all different parts, whether we're leaders or we are doing morning tea or welcoming. We're all important. We're all part of the body of Jesus. And thirdly, what it means to represent Jesus is that we have direct access to the Spirit. That means by praying together, we listen to God's will. By teaching each other, discipling, we discern God's will together and how He's leading us. As Chris said during the announcements, one way is during church meeting, we all have a say. And we all listen to what God's saying, and we try to discern His will, where He's leading us. And having access to the one Spirit means that we all move forward in the same direction. There is no one person's right, the other one's wrong. It's not about who we are, it's about who we serve. So we all follow the one Spirit and we move in the same direction. So just like last week, we're all going to break up into groups, and the leaders of these groups, could you please stand up? Okay, so we have many here, and Morel will be leading Oasis at the back. So please go into any group you like or the same groups as last week, and these will be the questions. First of all, what does it mean to be a community that represents Jesus? Secondly, how may we represent Jesus in our daily lives? Thirdly, how does being representatives of Jesus shape our church's attitudes, practices, and decisions? And fourth, how can our church better represent Jesus in the local community? So I'll leave those questions there and let everyone discuss, and then we'll go to worship. Thank you. Just to let you know, 5 more minutes before we wrap up. Okay. Okay, everybody. We will finish now, and I just thought I would close this in prayer. I hope we all had a good discussion. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the conversation that you've given us today. We thank you for this opportunity to think about and share about what it means to represent Jesus in our daily lives and as a church community. Lord, we pray as a family in Jesus, as a community that has put their faith in Jesus, that others would see what this means, that it would make a difference in our daily lives and in the lives of all those that we communicate with and that we interact with. Lord, help us to make a difference in the life of our church and in the community and in the wider world. Lord, we are sorry for the times when we have not represented you so well, and we pray for your Spirit to give us discernment and unity. We pray for our church meeting that's coming up after morning tea, and we pray, Lord, in all things that we would put our hope and our trust in you, Jesus. Amen.